A very good reception. So Haridev is one of the four presiding deities of Mathura Mandala. On the western petal is Haridev. And Krishna, of course we know Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, it is Haridev. But as we heard, the parrots the other morning were arguing backwards and forwards about how Krishna was the most powerful because he lifted Govardhan Hill. And then the female parrots were answering and retorting and saying, no, Krishna didn't lift Govardhan Hill. He's not so powerful, but it was Vishnu. Vishnu gave him the power. He empowered him to kill demons, and he empowered him in this way and that. And backwards and forwards, the parrots of Vrindavan were arguing. So this is Haridev. Sometimes it is said that he is a form of Lord Vishnu. But also the gopis would come here and think, Haridev. Haridev. Hari is he who takes away. So Haridev, he took away all the fear of the residents of Vrindavan when Indra became very angry and wanted to devastate this area. And he also, Haridev, he took away the anger and the mountain of pride on which King Indra was residing. He also removed that. So this is considered the some of the various blessings that Haridev has bestowed upon the residents of Vrindavan. So we too like to come here first and take our obeisances, offer our heartfelt obeisances to Haridev here in this temple. This temple was built by Bhagavan Das, who was the father of Raj Mohan Singh, who is the one who built the Govindaji temple in Vrindavan. So this is fine. So this temple is very old. I think perhaps one of the oldest temples in Vrindavan area was built in the 15th century. So you can see as we're walking out what a very, very ancient monument this particular building is. And of course, Haridev was installed originally by Vajna, the great-great-grandson of Sri Krishna. And then he disappeared from everyone's vision, as did many of the other deities that he installed, and he was again re-established at the time of the Goswamis and placed here for worship. So we should pray to Haridev that please we're here at Govardhan in Rajmandal, and we pray that you may give your blessings to us so that we may get the fullest benefit from our association with Giriraj Govardhan, and that you, my dear Haridev, you may take away what is unwanted in my heart. You may also take away all the obstacles that are before me on the path of devotional service, and that you may bestow your full blessings to me so that I can become a very sincere and hard-working, tolerant devotee. So we can spend a moment here seeking the blessings of Haridev. As we're going down the stairs and out, we'll see on our left-hand side is Manasi Ganga. So Manasi Ganga used to be a huge lake in the time when Giriraj Govardhan was displaying his full height and size and magnitude. And it was from one side of Manasi Ganga to the other that the gopis used to like to go. And they would carry pots on their heads, and they'd come to the bank of Manasi Ganga and look here and there to see if there was a boat that would take them across the lake. And sometimes they would find there were no boats, or perhaps there was only one boat. It was quite an old boat, and the boatman seemed quite lethargic, sort of just sitting around in a casual way. But still they would beg him, please, can you take us across? We have these milk products we wish to take to some village on the other side, and the boatman would agree at a very high price because he was really not very eager to go. So he would bargain and bargain and bargain till he had a very good price. And then they would get onto the boat and they would go some distance, and the boatman would point to a little hole in the bottom of the boat and explain that this is actually a very old boat that I'm rowing. And you see there's a small hole there and the water is coming in.
So the gopis would become beside themselves and they would start trying to bail out the water with their hands as quickly as possible. No matter how quickly they were bailing out the water, more water was rushing in. And they would say to the boatman, "What shall we do? Now we're in a very dangerous position." And he would say, "We need to lessen the weight on the boat. That's the main problem. Too much weight on the boat. So all of you, you should just take your big pots, your clay pots full of milk products, and throw them over the side." And they would think, "What? We've taken this boat to bring our milk products to the other side." He's saying, "Throw them away." But then out of the fear that the boat may sink, they would throw all their pots overboard. And then the boatman would say, "Still, actually, there's too much weight. You should take all your beautiful gold and jewelries and your bangles and your bracelets. They're very heavy. You should take all your gold jewelry and throw that also overboard." And the gopis would become very disturbed, but somehow or other they would manage to do that. But when the boatman kept telling them to throw more and more things over, they became quite angry with him. And then he would say, "All right," so somehow or other he would start rocking the boat. And they would think, "Now, first of all, it's filling with water and he's rocking the boat." And he would say, "It's very difficult to come across here. You should all give me something to eat. Actually, I need something to eat. This is such hard work." And they would become so angry with him and shout at him. And finally, he would make the situation so difficult that Srimati Radharani herself would physically grab the boatman out of fear of what would happen next. And when she touched his body, she would realize, this is not an ordinary boatman. And out from underneath his chadar would fall a beautiful flute. And then they would understand everything. And then he would very quickly make the boat working very smoothly. And Srimati Radharani and the gopis and Krishna would sail around Manasi Ganga to their heart's content. And Sanatana Goswami, he lived here on the bank of Manasi Ganga next to the Chakaleshwar Lord Shiva temple. And then when there was no temple there, just the worship of Chakaleshwar, there were many, many mosquitoes. So he chose to leave to go to another place, and Lord Shiva appeared to him in a dream and asked him, "Please, why are you leaving here?" And he said, "Because I cannot write. There are too many mosquitoes. It is interfering with my writing." So then Chakaleshwar Mahadev said that there will be no more mosquitoes in this place if you please stay. So Sanatana Goswami agreed to stay there. So some years ago now, maybe 10 or 15 years, 10 years ago, I came here to find out some research on trees and interviewed one Baba who lives just on the bank of Chakaleshwar, on that side of Manasi Ganga. So I asked him, "Are there still no mosquitoes here?" And he said, "Now again there are mosquitoes," he said, "because of the impiety of the people. Now again the mosquitoes have returned. But for a very long time, after the time of Sanatana Goswami, there were no mosquitoes." And he commented at that time that now people like to, men and women, they like to take a boat ride and they will boat around Manasi Ganga themselves. But actually Manasi Ganga is such a transcendental place that it's meant for the happiness and satisfaction of Radha and Krishna for their boating pastimes. So this is Kali Yuga, that we can come here and remember these pastimes, and perhaps on the way back we'll get some Manasi Ganga water sprinkled on our heads. So we should stay for one moment. We can pray through Haridev here, and then proceed back down to the buses.